Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Janae McNally, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
A subject that's really important for all of us is aging. And you have some information about things that may not be completely true about aging.
Yes, and it's inevitable. We're all aging, no matter if we're 18 months old to 70 years old. And we all age at different rates, and we all have different ailments that come and find us at different points in our lives. But today I'm going to talk about the 10 most common myths about aging. And the number one is depression and loneliness are normal in older adults. As people age, some find themselves feeling maybe isolated and alone, which can lead to feelings of depression, anxiety, and sadness. But these feelings are not a normal part of aging, as growing older adults may find emotional benefits such as long-lasting friendships with family and friends. They have a lifetime of memories to share with loved ones. But studies show that older adults are less likely to experience depression than younger adults are. So it's important to remember that older adults with depression may have less obvious symptoms or be maybe more or less likely to discuss their feelings. Another one is, the older I get, the less sleep I need. I feel like I need more sleep. But as we all age, we may find ourselves having a harder time falling and staying asleep. Older adults need the same amount of sleep as all adults, which is 7 to 9 hours. Getting enough sleep keeps us healthy and alert, and when we get that adequate sleep that we need, it can help reduce our risk for falls, improve our overall mental well-being, and have many other lasting benefits. Number three that we want to talk about is older adults can't learn new things. Well, we all know that while aging does often come with its challenges in thinking, many cognitive changes are positive, such as having more knowledge, insight, lifetime experiences. Trying and learning new skills may even improve our cognitive abilities. One study has found that older adults who learn quilting or digital photography or something that you've always wanted to do maybe during retirement can improve your memory. So seeking those new social connections with others and engaging in social activities in your community can keep your brain active and may also boost your cognitive health. Number four, it is inevitable that older people will get dementia. Although the risks of dementia grows as people get older, it is not inevitable. Many people live into their 90s and beyond without significant declines in thinking and behavior that characterizes dementia. You should talk with your doctor if you are having serious concerns about your memory or notice changes in your behavior or personality. Number five, older adults should take it easy and avoid exercise so they don't get injured. Studies have shown that you have a lot more to gain by being active and a lot more to lose by sitting too much. In fact, physical activity may help manage some chronic conditions, and exercise and physical activity are great for mental and physical health, but can also keep you independent as you age. For example, the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class that we offer here in the Frontier District has been shown to help improve balance and stability in older adults. This can also help keep them independent and prevent future falls. Number six, if a family member has Alzheimer's disease, I will have it too. A person's chance of having Alzheimer's might be higher if he or she has a family history of dementia because there are some genes that we know increases the risk. Environmental and lifestyle factors such as exercise, diet, exposure to pollutants, and smoking may also affect a person's risk for Alzheimer's. While we cannot control the genes we inherit, we can take steps to stay healthy as we age, such as getting regular exercise, controlling high blood pressure, and not smoking. Number seven, now that I'm older, I will have to give up driving. As our U.S. population grows, the number of licensed older adults on the road will continue to increase. Natural changes that can occur with age that may affect a person's ability to drive, like having slower response, diminishing vision or hearing, and reduce the strength or mobility, the question of when it's time to limit or stop driving should not be about the age, but rather about the ability to drive. There are questions that you can find online that kind of help you determine if you or a loved one needs to maybe limit or stop driving. Only women need to worry about osteoporosis is number eight. Although osteoporosis is more common in women, the disease still affects men and can be underdiagnosed. While men may not be as likely to have osteoporosis because they start with more bone mass density, by the time they're 65 or 70, men and women lose bone mass at the same rate. Number nine, I'm too old to quit smoking. It doesn't matter how old you are or how long you have been smoking, quitting at any time improves our health. smokers who have quit have fewer illnesses such as colds, the flu, lower rates of bronchitis and pneumonia, and overall a better feeling of well-being. The benefits of quitting are almost immediate. Within a few hours, the carbon monoxide level in your blood begins to decline, and in a few weeks, your circulation improves and your lung function increases. Number 10, my blood pressure has lowered or returned to normal, so I can stop taking my medication. High blood pressure, as we know, is a very common problem for older adults, especially in those in their 80s and 90s. But it can lead to serious health problems if not treated properly. If you take high blood pressure medicine and your blood pressure goes down, it means the medicine and any lifestyle changes you have made are working. However, it's always important to talk with your doctor about possibilities for safely changing or stopping your medications. I thought I would also talk about our Living Well Wednesday culture of attitude of gratitude. And again, we've been promoting that on our Frontier District website. And I want to remind the listeners that it's January 26th at 12:15 to 1. So if you want to catch it on your lunch break, we'll have several speakers talking about cultivating an attitude of gratitude on our Living Well Wednesdays.
Thank you very much, Janae. We appreciate the information. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.